Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, good evening. We're going to be learning tonight, Simon Tof Nun Hei, Tein Amayim Shelonu, which means water which has rested. It doesn't mean, well, it's... I don't know about that.
Can't remember.
Okay. So as opposed to Mayim Shelonu, which means our water, it doesn't mean that. It means like the word of lino, resting. We'll speak soon further details about that. So that's Simon Tov Nun Hei. We're going to be learning Be'ez Hashem. I don't know if we'll complete the whole Sif Aleph, but I do intend to. We're going to be touching on something which is really metaphysical, and I don't understand it. I don't know how it works. It's a bit, but it is a shonim, so we've got to try to figure out what it means. But let's see. Okay, what's this Mayim Shelonu? What is this all about? So, says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Ein loshin elo b'mayim shelonu. You can only need... So we've spoken extensively about the flour, the wheat, the grain. We've spoken a lot about that. What kind of grain, what kind of wheat, what kind of flour? Spoken about. Okay, now, matzah have got two ingredients. One is the flour, and one is the water. Now, we would have thought that water is quite straightforward, because what can be already complicated about water? But it's not true. Water can also, as plenty of halachas about the water as well. And the first and foremost halacha of the water is that it's got to be Mayim Shelonu, which means that it's got to be water which has rested overnight. It can't just take, you can't, when you're baking your matzahs, when you're making that, you can't just take tap water, well, in principle, just take the tap water and use that water for the matzahs. That's not good enough. But it needs to be Mayim Shelonu. What does that mean? It needs to be water which has rested overnight. What does that mean? Peim Shen Mei Boiroi. So whether you're drawing water from wells or from boiroi's, from any water, boiroi's, mainos, wells or pits, you take the water from there. Pein Mei Mnaoi. So whether it's from river water, whatever water you're taking, you have to rest it overnight first. So how does that work? So Shulchan Aruch explains, "B'shavin oison, you draw the water mibodyoim by day on the yesterday mibodyoim samach leben hashmoshes by night. So in the afternoon hours of the evening prior to you baking matzahs. So say you're going to bake matzahs on Wednesday. So you've got to draw the water on Tuesday afternoon, and you have to let it." Rest. Samach leben hashmoshes. Yeah. Oy ben hashmoshes. Or it could be in the afternoon during ben hashmoshes. So, and then, ve'ein loshin bohen, and you do not need and use this water ad until shiavar elay lekul, until it's been out for the whole night. So you can't just take from the well the water and straighten it. You can't do that. It's got to be out the whole night. What's the reason for that?
Where though? Inside or outside?
Out. Good question. That would be the Shulchan Aruch. We'll address that point in a minute. Yeah? Okay, let's carry on and answer your question. You're allowed to draw Yom Echad for one day, in one day, Liyom Imhabe for many days. So there's no problem. You can take buckets and buckets full of it. That's fine. And you're going to bake matzahs for the whole week. It's fine. You can take a substantial quantity out. If the time, the weather conditions are that it's warm outside, put it in the cellar. Once you've taken the water and it's warm outside, then put it in the cellar, that the water shouldn't get too warm. Cellar tends to be cooler. But if it's cold outside, then put it out in the outside. Because the cellar is going to be too warm, it's going to be hot and stuffy. So therefore, keep it out. And when you're taking the water, put it in the house. If you're putting it in the house, do enter the water into the house koydim shizach Hashem before the sun shines. Even if it's a cloudy day.
Even if it's cold, that
is also we don't want it to get too warm. By day.
Cold day.
Yeah, because if you're drawing once by day, if it's yeah, because we're still concerned that maybe the sun will warm it up.
Yeah,
if it's not
baking matzahs at this time of year, which is
it's a yeah. So you're saying that if it's
not warm, it's very cold outside.
Yeah, then there's no chashash. Yeah. Says the Mishnah, where does that all come from? Says the Mishnah in Seif Cotton Aleph. Ein Loshin, everything we've discussed now, Bein Matzois Mitzvah, Ubein Shah Matzois. This is both with regards to the matzos you're having on Seder night. Yeah, and whether it's regular matzos. You've got to use Maim Shalonu. What's Maim Shalonu? Seif Cotton Basin Mishnah Bura. Hainu Lina Bekli. This has to rest in a vessel La'acha Shevosel after being drawn. Ve'hatam. And the reason is, Kosav Rashi B'Gemara. The simple understanding is, like Rashi says in the Gemara, Shemainois, the wells and the water sources, B'mei Nisan, during Nisan, Emchamin are warm. Because the sun tends to go in that time of year, tends to go in lower areas of the it appears to be stronger and closer, somewhere near the ground, because it's warm, it's warming up. So in other words, that there is a certain meteorological. Does that make sense? Yeah, that the weather conditions make that the water in the, during Nisan, springtime, the water is in a increasing of warmth situation, and because of that, the temperature of the water will be quite warm. You can't bake with warm water. You can't bake with warm water. It's going to affect. It's going to become chametz. You can't bake matzahs. So therefore, the halacha is you have to take the water out from the water sources and you have to let it cool. You have to cool it down. As simple as that. Cool down the water overnight. And if it's out of the river, the water is inevitably going to cool down. And if it's taka warm outside, so make sure it goes in your cellar and it's going to cool down there. And that's the whole secret of Mayim Shalonu. You've got to have cold water. And the way to ensure that is that it's taken out of the wells, taken out of the rivers, in order that the temperature should go down. That's Mayim Shalonu. It is. It really is.
The Maisa, isn't water in wells and it's cold?
Yeah.
If you have it, water with the temperature.
Yeah, I hear that. But that's, so you're right, that the post can discuss what happens if in other parts of the world. Yes, so you could. You're right. So the first answer to is what you are saying. Then that's all. Nisan already gets quite warm already. So it's probably. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch was talking in Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael. So it was probably quite warm. So that it's probably easy for us to understand. Nevertheless, the halacha applies universally as well. But it is a discussion in the poskim. What happens in the extreme areas of the world? Does the halacha change? What happens if, for instance, in the southern hemisphere, where it's the summer there, the hot summer? So if you take that, if you take the water out, it gets much warmer. The temperature of the water will increase whilst it's out. They spoke a shara, but in Argentina apparently it gets very hot, extremely hot. So then is there any point taking, it gets warmer by taking it out? So they say you should put it in a fridge. You should take it out and you keep it in a fridge conditions. Which, in a way, I don't fully understand it because it defeats the whole purpose. But that's the idea, because at the end of the day, you want to have Maim Shalonu. Lemaisa, there is, the Ramah continues. So it will give us a bit more clarity if we continue with the Ramah. If you didn't take the water in when it's early in the morning, if it didn't get warm, it doesn't matter. So if you failed to bring in the water and you left it in the river during the night, and you're only taking it in the morning, you're taking it in, and on that day you're going to bake. If the water is not warm, then it's fine, and in Masik, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, it's better. It's still better to put it out under the ceiling, under the roof. It's better to take it all in. You must cover the water. You must cover it. If Pesach falls on Echad b'Shabbos, if Pesach falls on Sunday, then when you draw the water, Pesach falls on Sunday, it's too late. When are you going to bake the matzahs? It's going to be Thursday. So you have to take the water in on, you have to draw the water on Thursday. You have to do it on Thursday. Tainu b'Leil Chamishi on Thursday. It's better to take river water than my basin from the wells. But if you've got very strong rivers, it's just defrosted, and it's got a lot of a strong stream, then it's better to take from the wells. Gentlemen, I did a while ago ask the Rakuzin's matzahs. Unfortunately, though, it's years ago, and I've forgotten how to actually deal with Maim Shalonu. I've forgotten how to do it. Matzahs, machine matzahs, I used to know how they deal with Maim Shalonu, and I have now forgotten. It would be interesting. If anybody's got time to make a phone call tomorrow, to call up our cousins and deal and see how to deal with Maim Shalonu, I'd be very, I've forgotten.
It probably changes anyway from year to year, like every cell.
How did it, what's the system though? How do they take gallons and gallons of water? The quantity. And how do they physically do it? Where did they take the water from?
They're based out of Leeds, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So probably land is a lot cheaper there. They've got a warehouse.
They do.
With a large tank.
Yeah.
I mean, how much water do you need?
You probably need quite a substantial amount. But I want to know, is it just a big vessel outside and all the flies come in? And then that's what we're using for Maim Shalonu? How do they do it? Is it just tap water they're going to put? I've forgotten how they do it. Is it tap water that they put in a big urn? And then it becomes Maim Shalonu like that? I don't know.
I'm sure whatever they do, they're going to be patient for the health. Food,
yes.
Hygiene people,
absolutely. I'm sure they're being checked as well. So I wonder how to do it. In principle, they could probably use tap water, I suppose, and keep it in a big container, in a closed container, and use that subsequently. Does anybody bake themselves hand matzahs? No? Okay, because Maim Shalonu. Yeah, so that's. Yeah, will you use Maim Shalonu? The shtibel? They do every year. Yeah, they do every year. There's a chabur in shtibel? How did they do Maim Shalonu? Just take. Yeah.
They had a last 2 years, but
they
almost told them every year.
They did. Right. Yeah, that's now comes the metaphysical aspect. Now there's a halacha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody dies, chas cholila, if somebody dies, then the halacha is the water which was in the area of the nifta has to be poured out. That's halacha. The water, but now what happens if there is Maim Shalonu, which was kept for baking matzahs the next day, and somebody dies? Bar minan, somebody dies.
There's enough coming over to have a
nifta. No. There is discussion in the Poskim. I actually checked up this halacha today. It's a good point.
Lid doesn't help.
Lid, no. And it's a good question when pashtus, it doesn't help. This is something which is met. I don't understand why. I don't know where the halacha comes from.
From the.
Next to a corpse.
No, it doesn't have to be mamash next to the corpse.
It's to do with the Malachamavis.
Malachamavis, yes.
And it's like the tipper of his.
Of his knife, of his sword, yes.
And with that.
The sword of the Malach HaMavos gets sharpened in the water. Yeah, I don't understand these things. Yeah, so the halacha is though, water which was in the shchunah of the mace has to be poured out. The question is, what happens let's leave out the uncovered bit. Let's leave this out because it's an interesting. I'm going to get back to that later.
How did the mace got to be in the same roof?
Oh, very good question. How do you define shchunah area? I checked up this. I was bothered by exactly the same question that you have, and I checked this up today. How do you define shchunah area? And this discussion, the poskim, what does a shchunah mean? Many poskim say it's the three houses around. Others go further than that. So there's a discussion. It's a very good. How do you define shechuna? It's a very good question. I saw the Sefer Shmir Zaguf HaNefesh has got a big discussion about that. All right. So now, what is the boundaries of the city? Perhaps it's really bad. So it's not. It's not got. It's not the same than Tumah. No, it's not. It's different.
On a completely minor level, we aren't kosher to empty our water tank. Now, that might be tucked in the same room. If someone dies in the same room as their water tank,
yeah,
then
yeah,
there's a way.
Yeah.
If you have a new radiator fitted, then you have to empty your entire water tank.
Yeah, so the answer to your good question, and I must say, that sort of the contemporary post can discuss this. It's enough to be a question. It's a strong enough point that the post can discuss why don't we do that. The water in the tanks, and the water in the sinks, and the water in the taps. So it appears from the post, again, this is something which I don't fully understand, because this has got to do with, it's an area of halacha which is hard to penetrate into fully. But they say that it's water has been drawn, water has been taken out. So in the olden days, it was very literally, you had a well, you take the water, if it's around, when a nifta, you pour it all out. All right, you understand that. But the water was in the well, the water is the well, you don't have to touch that, you don't have to. It's. I don't know what the word is. Mechubal akarka. The lashon was also that it's enclosed. That it's enclosed. So it seems to be from the poskim that. I can only emphasize. I don't understand this so well. But it seems to be that everything which is in, which is completely from all the sides enclosed, is the lid is not sufficient though. So it must be in a completely enclosed area. So now the shaila is with regards to what the Ramad discussed over here. Is what happens? What would you say would be the halacha if there's and nifta and there's maim shalonu. Maim shalonu, there was a few buckets prepared for matzahs, and then there's a nifta in that. What do you have to do? Do you have to pour it out or not?
He has to get out. It's
okay. Right, okay, yeah.
You throw it away.
You throw it away? Right. We would have said you have to throw it away. Says the Ramah Chiddush, ve'en lishpach maim shalonu, mikach meisut kufa nefeles. If there's a meis in the area, you don't have to pour it out, the maim shalonu. The reason being, says the Mishnah Berurah, write out, because Shema Mitzvah, where is it? Sifkot and Yudches. The Shema Mitzvah lo yeded avara. There's a concept, a rule in Alachem. Shema Mitzvah, somebody who is, how should you translate Shema? Safeguarding, keeping? Keeping mitzvahs, lo yeded avara, nothing bad will happen to him. So, anybody that, so because you've got this water for the matzahs, therefore, it's for mitzvah purpose, don't worry about it.
You can't use the water or benefit from it. How can you say you can use it for the matzah? Doesn't mean nothing.
Because since this water is going to be used for mitzvah,
so
you don't have to pour it out.
Halacha then, in a way.
Yeah, in a way, the halacha, since you're doing it for halacha, you're going to be protected.
That's really
applied
to matzah's mitzvah.
I hear what you're saying. It's a good kasha. It should only be matzah mitzvah because that's the only mitzvah.
Would it apply to any other mitzvah then?
Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah does say, "V'lav tafke matzah mitzvah u'adin b'sham matzah shetzorich lepesach." I suppose isn't that sheva mitzvah? What's the lashon pasuk? Sheva mitzvah. Sheva. Toichelu sheva mitzvah. What's the pasuk? What's 729? Shem. Ah, I see. Different reason. Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. This. I suppose some mitzvah in eating matzahs, even without the Vilna Gaon. Yeah. Now, so you have to. You put out. Now we call Malcolm to have in Basel. Better yet, if you want to look after this water, you put a metal peace into that water. That will help you. Please don't ask me why. Please don't ask me why. Yeah. Lasim. So the way Mishnah explains the way you do that is vikach pazel chodesh noki. So if cotton chav, take a brand new metal piece or clean veitle b'mashicha, and with a string you put it in to echamayim into the water. Aval yasim to yodoy b'sechamayim, but don't put your hand into the water. Shiyad mechamayim, because the water your hand is going to heat up. To some extent, it's going to warm up the water.
Is this something you do before?
Uveshayim is and before the in rest of the year when it's not, we don't have to worry about chametz. Yaniach melach, you should put some salt in, or choisim or another piece. Now there is an interesting when I'm.
But now
yeah, so yes, nevertheless, when it comes to tkufa, it's true. So what's tkufa? Tkufa is every season. The four seasons, yeah? Four seasons we have a year. It's called the Tkufa. There's one night that the Tkufa changes. And that's called Leila Tkufa. We completely ignore this night. It has absolute relevance for us. But one of the things is, in real, that but the water that is out during Leila Tkufa has to be poured out. Now the Leila Tkufa. Now, if there is, what happens if the water, Maim Shalonu, is out on Leila Tkufa? So, it's just the Tkufa's Nissan starts then. Which is actually quite likely to happen. It's cool for the season of Nissan starts then. You don't have to pour it out. Why? Because, as Mishpul says, Shema Mitzvah lo yedidavoro. The water is used for matzahs, so don't worry about it. Why does metal help? Why does metal help if you pour it in? I don't know why.
Is this before or after the Nissan? Is this what you do before, if you've got a goyseis in the house, and you're worried that he's going to die, or are you...
As to whether he helps retroactively?
Right, or once there's already a mace, now we put the metal in, does it undo whatever it was? I wasn't clear from...
Yeah, I'm also not clear now that you're asking. I imagine that you can also do it la'acha... It's his neshama. I don't have any proof for that, but I would imagine you can do it then as well. Interesting. Why does a metal piece help? So say you've got water that needs to be poured out, mace in the area, and you're using this water, not for matzah purpose, you can put the metal piece in and that saves the water. Why does a metal piece help? Now, all I know is that there's a very interesting, on the side of Yehoah 35, he quotes a Prima Godim. Now look at that, I think it's really interesting. Basel has got the letters Beis, Reish, Zayin, and Lamed, which is the first letters of the four Imos. Let's work it out. Beis for four Imos. Beis is for Bila. Reish is for Rachel. Zayin is for and Zilpa, and Lamed is for Leah. Since Basel, which literally means iron, metal, has got the first letters of the four Imois, Beis, Bila, Reish, Rochel, Zayin, Zilpa, Lamed, Leo. These are the four letters which make altogether Basel, which makes metal. Therefore, you can put the metal piece into the water, and that means the water will be safe. Now, I have no idea, and it would require a good darshan, or a good parashkofer, rather, to understand what is the connection between the water of the Malach HaMoves, the water of the mace, which you're not allowed to use, and to connect that to the Emos, where the Emos, the metal which represents the Emos, if you put that in, or the schos of the Emos, why does that help from a mace? I have not the faintest clue what the connection could be. I've got the faintest clue, but it sounds like an interesting drosha. Sounds like it could be an interesting one. I know it from Dirshu Heora 35, who is quoting a Prima Godim, which I didn't check the Prima Godim inside. Apparently, Kavachaim also says that. So that's an interesting mamakim. But I think it's quite interesting. No, Basel being the Imos. Have you ever noticed that? I never thought of this in my whole life. Basel, metal, being base, reish, zayin, lamet, the four emos. That part is certainly something to think about. It certainly thinks, what?
Bila was an emos?
Yes, she was one of the four, indeed. So, of course, Rachel and Leah were the main ones, but.
On the shopping.
Yeah. Yes, You're right, al-dushvatim, that's right. Yeah, al-dushvatim, yeah. Yeah, yeah, good point, yeah. I should have emphasized that, yeah. 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 The fact of having the metal, but why is the metal connected to?
I don't know, yeah. But I don't think we'd be as chosid as we are if it wasn't Matthias.
Yeah, yeah,
it
sure.
Who wouldn't, yeah. But I really don't think
yeah, I agree. I agree. So that's the way to deal with it. And let's finish off. Kam osolish of mayim al idei niyud in the matzah shel mitzvah. Do not you ask a goy to draw the water. No, don't ask a goy to draw the water. Do it yourself. V'af l'sham matzah is yishev yisrael, even for other matzahs. You should ask, not only for the Leila Seder matzahs, but for all the matzahs, ask ye to do it. Pardon?
Is that the coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Let's just summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the concept of Mayim She'lanu, rested water. What's rested water? Rested water is water that was cooled down by taking it before the evening started. You take the water out. The reason is because if you take straight from the well, straight from the river, the water might be too warm, and that will affect the matzah baking. So we're taking the water out and we cool it down overnight. That is Mayim She'lanu. If you don't use Mayim She'lanu, don't bake matzahs. You know, you have to use Mayim She'lanu. We learned. I think that if you have water that was cool, although it was not Mayim She'lanu, it's fine. But you have it. We learned that if the water temperature is not quite right, then cool it down overnight. Make sure that the temperature of the water is right. We also spoke about the idea that you have to cover the water. If Sunday is the first day of Pesach, then you've got to draw the water on Mayim She'lanu. You have to draw the water on Thursday. We spoke about water which has been lying around during. Water which was lying around when somebody was nifta, cholela, or leila tkufa, you can still use that water for Mayim She'lanu because Shema Mitzvah lo yodavara.